Hello everyone. Just getting all this in alignment. I hope everyone is doing well. For those of you who are on Facebook, hello. Hi, people on Instagram. For those of you who are on Facebook, please let me know if you can hear me clearly. What I've come to realize is basically on Facebook, my recording sound is not that great, but over on Instagram, I believe I can be heard clearly. So what I realized is, like, for Facebook, I just have to do my lives on the computer, which, as anyone who knows me knows that my computer be possessed sometimes. So today's topic, hi everyone on Instagram. Hi everyone on Facebook here. Hi everyone. Today's topic, which I can't post this on Instagram until after, is basically one spiritual frame, alignment, and undesirable spirits. Awesome. So, one spiritual frame, alignment, and their undesirable spirits. I also put these up on my YouTube if you wanna catch up. Sometimes these get lost via social media. And so, I also put these up on my YouTube. You could check us out there. And if you're here with me on Facebook, go ahead and share the thing, the live. Because really, I don't know how to share as I'm sitting here with you. So that's how it be. So anyway, today what I want to talk about is spiritual frame, being aligned with your spiritual frame, and undesirable spirits, right? And there was a really good question posted on our private Facebook group about basically, getting in connection with one spiritual frame, how to do that, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just gonna let everybody kind of come up on here with us and say hi to everyone first before I continue on with the topic of today that's at hand. So go ahead and share. If you're with us on Facebook, go ahead and share. If you're over with us on Instagram, I don't know how Instagram works as well about sharing and so on and so forth. But today is, we're talking about awesome. Good to hear from you. So today we're talking about, here, what I'm gonna share this as well. Today we're talking about your spiritual frame. Undesirable spirits, right? And spiritual alignment. Bonjour, bonjour, bonsoir, actually, from where I'm at. Bonsoir, right? So basically, people have spiritual frames. Hi, La Maitresa, hello. So people have spiritual frames, and in our spiritual work, the spiritual frame holds the spirits that are with you like a vessel. And your spiritual frame and its development is really, really important and becomes the foundation for your growth. A lot of people who are mediums, and I get this all the time, or people who have some spiritual gifts and spiritual abilities. Hi everyone. Some spiritual abilities, right? What they have happened to them is that a lot of times they can hear a lot of communications from undesirable spirits that are either negative, like gausas, negative spirits, or basically undesirable spirits that really it doesn't matter, right? What they say, because what they're saying to you doesn't contribute to your growth or your development or isn't really helping you or anyone else. Okay, this is really common. And if it's happening to you and you're somebody who has some spiritual gifts, some spiritual communication, what I want to say to you is it's very normal and it's very common, especially because when you're a spiritualist, right? Hi, everyone. So when you're a spiritualist, you're like a light. And a lot of these spirits, they're looking for that light and they need it. And so they're going to be attracted to you like moths to a flame. And you're going to attract good spirits and you're going to attract negative spirits. And just like in the world, I want you to take a moment and think about this. Like, how many people in the world do you know or have you met that you thought one thing about them and then eventually they turned out not to be what you thought they were? So if that hits with you, hit one of those little, heart things, right? To agree, right? How many people have you initially had a certain impression or you thought they were something, but they were ended up being something else, right? This is very common, and that's in the world with the people that you see, right? So imagine in the spiritual world, I think this is a little... In the spiritual world, right, that happens even more so, and there's spirits that are basically undesirable and don't present as what they seem to be. A lot of times, new people with their gifts or different gifts are cracking open newly. They have a lot of issues where they get a lot of communications from these spirits, and sometimes it's like information that may or may not even be useful. Buenas tardes, everyone. May or may not be useful. And so the question was like, after I've made peace with myself, how do I basically get myself in alignment and know them? Well, the first thing is that ay bobo. The first thing to understand is that you can't know your spirits, right, as often as easily as you think. It's a process of getting to know and unraveling that relationship with your spirits. So that's one. And number two is like you can't see your own face without a mirror, right? So a lot of times in the beginning, right, as you're beginning that development and you're beginning the flowering of your spiritual faculties or your spiritual abilities, right, you need guidance and training, like just like anything else. If you're going to be a chef, you need to learn how to be a chef, and you need to take an apprenticeship of being a chef. And little by little, you get to know all the little secrets of being a chef, right? And it's very normal because when your gifts are like that, they're actually, or your spiritual abilities, or your spiritual faculties as we call them, they're in a very raw state, right? They're in a really raw, pure state, which is beautiful in some ways, but in many other ways, it actually attracts a lot of undesirable spirits, which you end up basically dealing with those undesirable spirits. So how they said basically, like, you know, after I've made peace with all versions of myself, that's what I want you to see right there, is that you can't make peace with yourself. You can make peace with certain situations, but in essence, in the beginning of your spiritual work, you are not one, you are a crowd. Right? You're not existing as one. You're existing as a crowd. And you can see this all the time. One minute you're like, I'm going to start eating more healthily and I'm going to do what's important for me to eat healthy. And then like a few hours later, you're suddenly eating, you know, a piece of fucking pie or something like that. I don't know if I can cuss like that, but anyway, you're eating some pie or you're doing just the opposite of what you said you were going to do. Or you're like, I'm going to really start taking care of myself now. And then all of a sudden you find yourself doing the same things you've always done, or taking care of others and putting yourself last in a way that is harmful to yourself, right? And you'll be like, you know, I'm gonna take a little time to rest. I'm just gonna be at rest, chill out for a little bit. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh yeah, I gotta go do that thing for Alex. I have to go do this, I have to go do that. And you might even go off and do this or do that. So in the beginning, you really start off as a crowd and making peace with yourself, right, is the therapist term, which is not true. So I'm just going to put it out there for you. It's not true. Okay? A lot of these ways of making peace with yourself is a way of making war with yourself, making war of one piece against another. And so in order for you to have, you can't make peace with yourself. You have to lose yourself. And that's why a master or a spiritual master is needed. And so, because you have to lose yourself. And if you can lose yourself, and I actually got a lot of emails throughout this last week by a number of people who were like, you know, sometimes I realize I'm scared walking the path with you even more and more because I feel like I might be losing myself. If you lose yourself, that's beautiful, because it's the biggest thing that you can lose. And really what yourself is a bunch of anxieties, issues, worries, problems. Every day you're upset, there's a drama, something's happened for you, right? And that's what you're at risk of losing. You're at risk of losing everything that's false. You can't lose that which is real. Only that's everything that's false will end up getting burned away. So if you like the live, go ahead and share. And, you know, check us out on YouTube as well. Everything that's false will have to be burned away. And this person wrote, like, basically they're scared of that and they realize that. And that's a beautiful thing. What they realize, that's a beautiful thing. That's actually a step that they're making towards true initiation. And true initiation is something other than what you know. The secret initiation isn't something that many people yet know. There's secret levels of initiation that are not to do with what you know ceremonially speaking. Right? There is other levels that aren't spoken about, but if you're really like with us eventually and you bring in and you take that discipleship, eventually you'll come to learn those, eventually you'll come to unravel those as well. And that's where the real power gets unlocked. So yeah, I'm chewing some gum here. So to get in alignment with your spiritual frame, that's why in all our traditions, right, you go and you have consultations and you start to slowly unravel and discover your spiritual frame. And you need a guide, a spiritual teacher, a master to really take you through that process. As that process goes, it's going to actually start to unravel more and more. But your spiritual frame also has to be developed in such a way that undesirable spirits are not something that you're dealing with. Otherwise, undesirable spirits will basically majorly just become a drain upon you. Okay? And that doesn't happen, or the first step is not making peace with yourself, because the truth is you can't do that. So this is an idea of therapy, right? There's a certain way that that is approached that actually makes it, you're working against yourself. It's counterproductive. You're working against what you're trying to promote. All right? So How about people that claim that spirit gives them the secret? The truth is that spirit can give you a certain secret, but it's not going to give you all the secrets or the secrets that have been passed down, because spirit doesn't repeat itself. Okay? And spirit needs a channel in the material world, okay, to pass on the secret. So the secret has no power if that secret doesn't transform the person who has it. Then it's no secret. It's knowledge. It's information. There's lots of people who carry lots of knowledge and information. Knowledge and information does not transform you, right? In fact, it can help you do just the opposite, right? The true secrets, when the true secrets are known, there's a change and there's a transformation in the person that is measurable, right? And creates a foundation there that can't be shaken. It creates what I discussed in a previous live. It creates wisdom, which is action. There is no such thing as a difference between that on the mystical path. So the spirits themselves and the spirit itself has created the manner in which all of that basically works. And it's no different in any of the ancient mystery traditions anywhere, right? That foundation doesn't change. And one of those foundations is that you need basically the physical channel, the physical vehicle, to ground that and allow that to pass through. Otherwise, certain things will never change. Okay? A secret is not powerful without transformation. So people put a lot of power into secrets, but secrets are not powerful if they don't transform, if they don't create change, right? And if they don't transform something, they haven't done anything. It's just information that you have that maybe somebody else doesn't yet have. Hi, everyone. So a lot of people, when they first deal with their spiritual frame, they find communications from undesirable spirits. And really what that takes in order to resolve that, and as we've resolved it for many people, is that the work has to go in to have basically the wisdom, right? The wisdom, the secrets, and the force, the energies passed through from master to student in order for those shifts to start to occur. And for those changes to take place in the spiritual frame, which is going to help to cause that change where you are not dealing with that chit chatter. All right, all this extra chit chatter. A lot of mediums deal with this, right? A lot of people who are spiritualists deal with all this extra chit chatter. And we were discussing this in another live. And the thing is that you are not yet free, and you're not yet free or alone. A crowd exists with you and in you, right? In you and with you, you have the world. The whole world giving you their opinions and what they think you should do. And all of them, they've become a part of you, right? There isn't clarity. And throughout this week earlier, we had several people tell us about how, like, they began working with us, and now for once, like, they don't have any of this chit chatter. And the reason is because then that power flows through and clears that vessel and strengthens that vessel, so that they're not dealing with things that are exhausting their energies and their forces. So, what else? Alignment. So, once that connection gets made with the spiritual frame really deeply, right? Once that gets made really deeply with the spiritual frame, then the spiritual frame can slowly come into alignment, right? And a lot of people have a false understanding of the totality of what is the spiritual frame. And this is part of the problem that we're not going to get into with modern quick spirituality that makes it so that people like miss certain pieces, right? And it's just like when you miss certain pieces of a clock, the clock doesn't function and it doesn't turn and it doesn't tell time right. And so once that connection is made, then alignment can really start to occur. And actually, someone who has worked with me for a while is here with us, right? And who could attest to, you know, once alignment starts to really occur, right, John, a lot of changes start to occur, shifts and changes that were unexpected. And the alignment creates these positive shifts and changes. But remember, those changes also change your life. So it's not necessarily, oh, it's not only going to be all positive for you until you learn and until you're really able to align with that spiritual energies, right? There's going to be a lot of pieces that may feel negative. There's a lot of pieces that may feel like it's not working, I'm not sure, etc. But with those positive shifts are going to come breakages, and a lot of things that you think are going to become broken. A lot of the false knowledge that you think you know is going to become broken. A lot of that connection with knowledge that you think is wisdom is going to become broken. And during this time, it's important that you get yourself close with your spiritual teacher, master, right? With your spiritual master, and continue to come into alignment with that frame. Once that connection gets working and flowing, it's going to create a lot of change. And in those changes, for certain, I want to stop chewing gum. For certain positive things to occur, certain things that you might not even realize are blocking you need to break down and get out of the way. And so clearing has to happen on a very deep level. And because of your attachment to how things be, clearing can be more or less a painful experience that happens throughout the process of spiritual alignment, okay? But with that alignment also comes spiritual strength and a deeper and deeper connection to your spirits, right? And the deeper and deeper you connect with those spirits, the more you're coming onto the path of your life and a path of authenticity where there's a space for real good shit, okay? For real good shit, for real good stuff to start to grow and come through. But part of what you're gonna have to let go of is the false knowledge of thinking that one knows. In many ways, you know, and in many things, you've confused your education for knowledge, right? And that's something that has to be dropped. Over and over, I say that, like, this is something that has to be dropped. I think this actually becomes clear if I go like that. Yeah. Wow. All right, that has to be dropped. Otherwise, your education is gonna stop you from actually achieving a connection and having wisdom. A lot of our ancestors, it's really funny, because a lot of our ancestors, who people hold in a lot of high esteem, okay, which, and they should, right, who were very spiritually powerful, had very little to no formal education. Yet many people hold on to their education as if it's a symbol of being better than others, of knowing more than others. And remember, there's a big difference between knowledge, true knowing, true wisdom, and information. Okay? And wisdom is shown through its very acts. Wisdom is shown through their acts. Information is just what you can parrot off of what you've taught, been taught, and what you're really good at memorizing. If you're really good at memorizing, you're really good with education and with information, right? And that information, you might confuse it, and you might come to believe that that's knowledge or wisdom. What in our tradition we call conoscenza, or true conocimiento, right? Conoscenza or conocimiento, sabiduría, wisdom, right? Wisdom, you confusing that knowledge with wisdom will block the knowledge. And a lot of ancestors didn't have highly extensive formal educations, and yet many people hold these things as somehow being better or worse than others, or judging other people as better or worse than them. Okay? And the truth is that your obsession with information, okay, and the confusion that you have with that and wisdom blocks the very wisdom that you may be seeking. So I hope this live has explained some things here. And like I said in another live that I had, there's basically four things. I'm pretty sure I went over in that live. Four things that all mystery traditions, which that's why our traditions work with los misterios, or the mysteries, le invisible, le mister, okay? That's why that's what it's called, is because they're ancient mystery traditions, right? They're ancient mystical traditions. That's why it's called travail mystique. Right? They're ancient mystical traditions. And something about ancient mystical traditions was that it wasn't open, very open to everybody often, because it took a really deep commitment to knowing the mysteries. Okay? You're talking about touching and interacting with the highest, the most pure, the most divine forces, or the lowest, it doesn't matter, right? There has to be an incredible development there with that individual for that to hit in its cleanest form. So I hope that's answered these questions. Many blessings to all of you. Keep the faith. And yeah, share the video. So, and if you want, you can donate to us and me making more lives. It's Cash App, Cash Symbol, Hector Salva. And I look forward to continuing to do more lives. I have more questions that I'm planning to answer on these lives. I actually received a few different emails that have some really good information and some things that I want to get out. And yeah, basically that. So if you haven't already done so, I have a new Facebook group. You got to hit me up on Facebook to join it. It's called Mystic Maver X. You gotta hit me up on Facebook so that you can join it, because blessings to you, many blessings to you, blessings to all of you to join it, and let me know, like, hey, I'm so-and-so or whatever, you know, send me a friend request, whatever, because it's really about people that are serious about transforming basically this opportunity that you have called life into a place of basically enjoying it, love, life, laughter, celebration. That's what life is meant to be. Our traditions teach you that. Okay? Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I will look into making a group in Spanish, too, because I have a lot of people in Spanish. So, you know what? I'm kind of like, let me see, because I want this to be on here as well. So I'm about to see if I do something extremely quick to put a group in Spanish. Mucha gente me han pedido un grupo en español. So, a lot of people have wanted me to put a group in Spanish. And let me see. Let me see. Okay, this is what I'm about to do. If you speak Spanish, right, basically, I'm just gonna name this for right now. Okay, so see, so look, this is what I'm about to do. I just think I just did it because, you know, ain't no time like the present. Creo que lo acabo de hacer. Yep. I'm good. So, yo acabo de hacer un grupo en español. El grupo se llama Místicos. I just made a Spanish group. I'm calling it Místicos. Místicos. And join me on Facebook on that new group if you speak Spanish. Si usted habla español y quiere seguirme un grupo, hablamos, cualquier cosa. Acabo de hacer un grupo que se llama Místicos. Y envíame un mensaje personal y te envío la invitación. And from there we go. Right? And that, because basically I've been having a lot of people in Spanish. Yo he tenido mucha gente en español que quieren que yo haga los videos en español y para ir para adelante. And so, for those of you who speak English here with me, I've had a lot of people who want a thing going in Spanish, and so we just did it. So there you go. Send me the a message and in you come, because we want to really start promoting our spiritual work. La 21 división, and all the mystical work, todo el trabajo místico que nosotros sabemos hacerlo en las islas. So, there we go, and many blessings to all of you, bendiciones, and pa'y pa'lante. We're going from there. Gracias a la misericordia. Have a great 2021, and yeah, keep the faith. Blessings. I invite you guys many blessings.